from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Port Trent. Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Can you hear me? There we go. Now I got you. Okay, did you hear what I said? The guy named Rob basically saying the media is going to overblow everything that Tomlin said. What would Rob do if he had a talk show? I'm just curious about that. You just had a coach who was asked twice if Russell Wilson's still the starter when healthy and didn't say yes. Would you point that out, Rob, or just kind of let it go? Nothing to see here. Are you willing to acknowledge that if Justin Fields plays really well, that Russell Wilson won't be playing? At least entertain that possibility. This is the part that always blows my mind about fans. Like, I think back to when I was a diehard fan of the Bills. I wanted talk show hosts to talk about this stuff. Not to make things up, of course. But when back then it was Marv Levy and the bickering Bills and Thurman Thomas and Jim Kelly, I couldn't get enough of it. You have a situation here where the Steelers have no investment in Russell Wilson, where the coach no longer says, yeah, this is my guy, given twice the opportunity to say it, and they're going with Justin Fields. Should I even ask, or would this offend Rob's media sensibilities? Would Russell Wilson be playing if these were playoff games? If he was back in Seattle, the established star, the Ben Roethlisberger of the Seahawks, would he be making his own call this week and definitely playing? I wonder about that. Do you believe Schefter when he said that Russell lobbied to play in Atlanta? I do. I would if I were him, right? If I thought at all that I could play, I sure would. He was the emergency quarterback. Am I right about that? Did he not dress for the game?
He was the emergency quarterback.
So you get a couple of injuries, he was okay to play.
He was wearing his pads, I think, out there, standing it with the headset
Rob,
on.
Rob doesn't want you to say that. Rob doesn't want anything, but everything's happy, and Mike Tomlin's telling the truth. Even though Mike Tomlin himself has said, I lie to you guys all the time. And by the way, Mike Tomlin's no different than any other coach in professional or college sports. Half their job is to lie to you. Rob, come on. Wake up.
The fact that it's a question, God, that we are questioning whether Russell Wilson, if healthy, is the guy, should be the indication that everyone needs. I mean, shouldn't it? That they have this
coaches and GMs aren't paid to tell you the truth, Rob. Okay? We're moving toward a world where you know, teams are going to be covering themselves all the time and feeding you one happy story after another, nothing to see here stuff. And I guess you're going to be happy with that. And I guess some other people will be too. They never want any controversy with their team. You know,
Think back to Canada.
The media overblowing. Overblowing what? We have two quarterbacks here. I think one of them might be capable of playing. Might be. If you believe Adam Schefter, Russell Wilson wanted to play last weekend. Maybe Adam Schefter's overblowing it. Huh, Rob? Nothing to see here for Rob. I guess Rob thinks Russell Wilson's the guy. And Justin Fields is playing the backup. And he'll play this week. And no matter what, Russell Wilson will go back to his rightful job. Even though the Steelers owe him nothing, have zero history with him. And now have a guy in Justin Fields that Tomlin is gaining trust in because they just won a game that he can't stop complimenting. And again, for the 8 millionth time, if he plays well this weekend, he ain't going back to the bench. I'm sorry for talking about that, Rob. I think it's kind of an interesting story.
Think back to the messaging with Canada, the messaging with Pickett at the end of the year last year.
No, this is coach speech. Rob's the type of guy who I guarantee you at the end of last year was like, oh, Kenny will go back in when he's
ready. He'll be fine.
There's nothing to see. Nothing happened in Seattle. Kenny was a great soldier here. He never ruffled any feathers around here. He never said he's not dressing or won't be the emergency quarterback. Everything's fine. Yeah, until they ship Kenny out of town, right? After taking him in the first round. But Rob, no, there's never a problem for Rob and Mason too. Everything's fine. Everything's good. Whatever the team and the coach says goes. I believe him.
Was Rob on Twitter saying this to you? Or are you talking about the phone call?
On Twitter. Totally overblown. You're right. Let's not talk about it. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township, celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. And What's Cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep. Thank you very kindly, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Let's go to one more call. How about that?
Let's go to Adrian in the Berg.
Yo, Adrian.
What's up, Joe?
What's happening?
Hey, man. What you said earlier about if Fields plays well on Sunday,
what's
in
that?
Denver?
Yeah.
He's going to have to play great. I mean, Tomlin's giving you all the answers. There's no speculation here. There is no controversy. I disagree with you. Russell Wilson's the starting quarterback.
So why didn't Tomlin say that when he was asked twice today if he's healthy, is he still your starter? All he had to say was one word, yep.
Because there's a competitive advantage by having the other team prepare for two quarterbacks, especially early in the season right now.
How would saying that, yeah, if he's healthy, he's my quarterback, make it any different? Because he's not healthy right now.
He basically said it without saying it at all.
He said nothing of the kind.
Joe, he said, once Russell's healthy, it will be revisited at the time. Which is going to give Justin Fields one more game to prove it. If he plays good like he did last week, Russell Wilson's going to be the starter.
Thank you for describing exactly what a quarterback controversy is. I appreciate it. And Tomlin, yeah, you're right. He said we'll revisit it. That's not really he's our guy. That's what is happening here. Do people just want to see something that isn't seen?
People want to act like there's no story here when there actually is. And I don't understand the loyalty to Russell Wilson. I mean, what has he done for us? Like, what has he done for the Steelers?
Nothing to see here. Absolutely, these are the same people saying nothing to see with Pickett and Mason last year. Nothing to see here. Nothing. No. It's just the head coach saying the guy we signed that I told you all along was in pole position. I refuse to say now that he's my starter if he's healthy. A competitive advantage. All he had to say was, yes, he's the starter when healthy, but he's not healthy. So therefore, Denver still would have to prepare for two guys. Tomlin's comments today did nothing to reduce whatever competitive advantage. And if he had said, yes, he's still my starter when healthy, that would have done nothing to reduce whatever competitive advantage you might have by the uncertainty around your quarterback situation. Nothing. Why am I mad at the end of the show?
I don't know.
What are you doing? Saying it's the end?
Yes.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.